The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's interesting in today's readings, all three give us an expression, a feeling of urgency. All three. The first reading, the people of Nineveh are given the charge that they better repent or the city will be destroyed. An urgency. And they did repent, and the city was spared. And Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, in the second reading, talks about the time is now. Turn away from the things that you are practicing right now and living, because there's something more important going on. The time is coming. The fulfillment is here. And then, of course, in today's gospel, we see this great indication of what Jesus is all about, because he comes forward and he calls the future apostles, four of them, and says, "Come, follow me, because this is the time. It's urgent. We've got to get going." And they dropped what they were doing, even left their father in the boat, two of them, and followed Jesus. They gave up what they were doing. Many times I've read this gospel or heard this gospel, and I often think about, what would I do if Jesus came walking by here today, for example, or our home, and knocked on the door and said, "Come, follow me." Well, if it was Jesus and I really recognized him, I'd have no choice but to get up and follow Jesus. But if it was anybody else, I'd say, "Get out of here. I've got better things to do." But these four guys, these future apostles, must have known Jesus to be able to answer that call so quickly, to be able to drop what they were doing and say, "Yes," in so many words, "I am following you." Scripture scholars really believe that they did know Jesus very well before all this happened, because it is believed that Jesus, these future apostles, the mother and father of Jesus, John the Baptist, and many others, belonged to a community, a sect called the Essenes sect. And back in the days of Israel, there were three sects, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Essenes. You could say that the Pharisees and the Sadducees were the Republicans and Democrats of those days, and that the Essenes were the arch-conservatives of those days. And what was special about the Essenes is that they were not just located in one area, for example, of Jerusalem. They were all over in many different areas, close-knit communities, sacrificing their lives, loving each other, fasting, praying, giving all kinds of adoration to the Lord, to their God Yahweh. They were very, very good people. And it's strongly believed that from this community came John the Baptist. And earlier in Mark's gospel, John the Baptist is saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Here he comes. He's going to be coming. Repent and believe in him. Repent, repent, repent." Then we know, too, that the apostles, these future apostles, knowing who Jesus was, obviously knew his background, the son of Mary and Joseph. And they must have had a lot of respect for him and had already heard him speak and saw him do certain things. They had to have believed that to be able to abruptly drop what they were doing and follow Jesus through the whole life that they were going to lead. And not only did they follow him, they lived his life, especially after the time he left this earth. So there's urgency in all three of the readings today, and there's urgency in their theme, what God is calling each of us to do. It's not like we have not been called. All of us, most of us have been baptized. Most have been confirmed. We have been called to follow Jesus. But what these readings say to us, especially now that we're about a month before Lent begins, are a reminder that today is another day. Christ is calling us. He's coming, walking up to us and saying, drop what you're doing. There's nothing more important than me. Recommit your life to me and what I do, and live this life and follow me. So think about that. Are you hearing the voice of Jesus calling you this morning? Are you hearing him say, now is the time of fulfillment. Now is the time for you to rededicate your life to me. And if you're hearing that voice, say to yourself and say to Jesus, yes, I choose this day to follow you once again. Please give me the grace to continue serving you the rest of my life.